Hey Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour, Lemons Heating and Cooling will get you cooled off this spring and summer. Air conditioning, repair, new installs, free estimates are available at Lemons Heating and Cooling. Check them out at lemonsheatingandcooling.com or call them at 970-567-0798. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. No Mike Brohard on the program yet. We'll see if we get him here on the show. And there's only so many things that I can really go into full detail with Mike, because there's some really exciting things going on with Colorado State, both on the basketball side of things and the football side of things. But I can only talk so much with Mr. Brohard about it until it's 100% official. Mike, you weren't listening to any of that, were you?
I don't listen to anything.
Okay, good.
I figure I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I do know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you're talking about.
But you know it's going to be good. It's all going to be good. All this stuff.
That's what people tell me. People tell me this stuff's going to be really good.
I mean, okay, without talking about it. Exactly.
Okay.
CSU basketball is going to be really good next year. Without talking about it.
Yeah, without talking about it, I think there should be a lot of excitement.
Oh, so much.
Which is rare that you're excited, because you're always doom and gloom.
No, so I'm actually...
I almost feel like you're hyping me up about the upcoming season.
Yeah.
When normally it's me having to do that for you.
I don't think they're going to lose a game next year. I think they're going to... How many games do they play regular season college basketball?
We've been tracking this down. We're trying to figure out when's the last time a team made an undefeated run to the NCAA title. But I mean, that's kind of what we're thinking.
That's what I'm thinking.
We're trying to do that advanced research here. Yeah.
How far have you gotten? Do you know yet? How far back have you gone?
I haven't gone back far enough yet.
Well, I'm just saying it could happen. And then again, without talking about it, CSU football. Without talking about it, they could be pretty dang good next year. Some of the stuff that's happening, stuff and things.
There's a lot of stuff happening, yes, and a lot of stuff is being viewed as good stuff.
We find ways. I think the listeners know exactly what's going on right now. They know, and they know your thoughts now. It's how we do it. Mike, I was looking at some of the guys like DaQuan Jackson. Congratulations to him and a couple of other guys signing on with teams in the free agency portion of this. Is there guys? What's that, Mike?
Gray Davis from
Yes.
Denver.
Yeah. How many of these guys do you look at and go, okay, they got a shot? I mean, they could make some noise. They could go on to have a pretty successful career. Maybe it's 5-year career, whatever. But that would be, I think the average for most NFL players is like 5 to 6 years. How many of these guys do you look at this season and go, I think those guys can go out there and make some noise in the NFL?
You know, you look at everybody's situation differently, because a lot of times it's, where are they going, and does it fit? Does the system fit them? Do they find their particular skill set that could work? I mean, I even go back to Shaq Barrett. You know, when he signed in the same manner with Denver, you know, he found a way to catch on. But then, I remember talking to him, he told me, he goes, the first thing I learned that camp is how much better you have to take care of your body, and that included how it was eating. He changed his diet completely, and then you saw where that took him. So it's not always what you do that first season. I mean, you initially have to make some kind of impact to stick around. But it's also what you learn that first season, what you take for it, and how, you know, devoted and dedicated to task you are to make that Gary even further. So, again, I think it's a system. Do you fit there initially, that they like enough of what they see to allow you to develop and grow and get that type of chance to have that career that's 5-6 years?
Do you look at a guy? I just keep thinking of DaQuan Jackson. I'm really happy for him. I'm excited for him, and we'll see how it all kind of works out. But obviously, we've seen some pretty good players come out of CSU. We've seen some pretty good linebackers come out of CSU. And, of course, with Shaq Barrett, I know our thoughts and our hearts are heavy thinking about him and his family this week. But he was one of those guys that he was great at Colorado State, great at the college level, and then obviously went on to do some great things in the NFL.
Yeah, I think, like one of the things that's always stood out about, D-Jack was his ability to see the game and read the game. He might not have been the most athletic linebacker that's ever played here, but he was quicker on the field because he saw things. You know, he could react, and that made him play quicker. So his ability to go in there and pick up what they want for him to do defensively and read that, he's always been a smart player, and that will serve him well.
Why is it, Mike, do you think, when you look at guys that were, okay, they're pretty good in college, sometimes they go to the next level, maybe they fall off the radar and they're out in a year or two or whatever, but there's some guys that get in there, Shaq Barrett being one of them, again, very good in college, but it's something just clicks for them. Is it just growing into the system, more discipline, as you talk about, doing the right things, or is it maybe, hey, they were just starting to really get, in their prime. Once they get to the NFL, man, now we're really starting to see these guys click.
Yeah, I don't think that's a black and white question or answer. I think there's a lot of gray areas. It's the person. It's something that clicks. It was interesting to me. Like, I'm working on a story on Peyton Allen, softball player here, right? She said the coaching staff have been telling her the same thing over and over for years. Then all of a sudden they get in a new coach. She says the same thing, just in a different way, and it clicked. Maybe that's what we're talking about here with some of these players. It's things that they've been told, but all of a sudden somebody presents the information in a different way. Like, I know for you in your academic career, you're a mathematical genius, but you didn't understand calculus that first year. But it was when that second professor came in that you really picked it up, and that's why you're a math genius now, right?
I need like 8 more professors still, okay, if you want me to get to that. So we were just talking about math, actually, Mike. It's crazy that you bring that up.
You don't need 8. You just need the right one to deliver you the information in the way that your brain's going to learn it.
And that it's been hard to find. That has been hard to find for me. Okay, so I wanted to talk to you about this one, Mike. Dylan Brooks, Memphis Grizzlies. It looks like they're moving on. Does that possibly mean what I think it does? Is that going to be a bigger role, you think, for David Roddy next year with the Grizzlies?
Yeah, very well could be. And that's something like, knowing David, he's going to look at a situation like that and go, opportunity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's it. He's been one of those guys that's, like, even here, I mean, when he was going through the college recruiting, not everybody viewed him the way that Nico did, right? And so Nico allowed him to be that player that could do multiple things, that he was like a square peg in almost every round hole you look at. So they just created a square hole, right? And they made it fit. And they found things that he could do so much. That's kind of the greatest skill set I think that David has, is his ability to make himself what the team needs.
Well, and that's why, I know he and Nikola Jokic are two totally different players. I'm not comparing them like verbatim here. They're the exact player. But what I'm saying is, David Roddy's unique. He doesn't really fit into a box. Nikola Jokic, I mean, I've had countless discussions about this guy. He doesn't fit the typical MVP type of look, the way he plays, all that stuff. David Roddy's kind of a guy like that, where it's hard to define his game. You just know that when he's at his best and you're seeing it, something pretty cool is happening.
Yeah, and those are the kind of guys that carve themselves out a really nice long career because they can be chameleons. They can be one thing one night and something completely different the next, and both are good. And both are exactly what the team needs that night, because not every matchup is the same, right? I mean, that's the way you look at it. But your ability to be versatile as a player, which is something that was always one of David's strengths, is something that it's translating in the NBA. Are we both not seeing that?
Yeah, no question. And listen, Mike, I had a feeling. I think I said it on the show before the draft last year. I said, I think Dave is going to go in the first round. I don't know how. I kind of thought he might go to Denver. But I just had a feeling he would go in the first round. did not think he was going to be as impactful as he was his rookie season. That's hard to do. But there were several games where his impact, his print, was made significantly during a game. And then throughout the course of the season, he was, I think that Memphis really considered him a pretty important piece to what they were doing. So I got to admit, I was shocked at how quickly he grasped the NBA.
Yeah, you know, it is the next level. And you sit there and you look at it and you wonder, because, and I think we all draw in still, that same thing we always talk about with David. Does he fit this mold? No, he doesn't. But why is he good? Because he doesn't fit. He finds a way to fit, you know? It might not be traditional, but it works. And the one thing that you can never question about him is his willingness to want to do whatever he needs to do and learn that task. So you saw it in his career. He became a better, you know, three-point shooter, a better outside shooter. He could rebound. He could power. But he didn't do that every night. He did it on the nights that they needed it to. You know, he's not a center, but how many times did we watch him basically play the five for CSU because that's what the team needed? And so he became pretty good at that. It wasn't traditional, but he became good at that.
Yeah, and I think that that's – I think – I'll be curious to see kind of how the NBA – looks at guys moving on, seeing a guy like David Roddy, again, Nikola Jokic, not comparing them, but unique players that just don't necessarily fit into a certain mold. Dylan Brooks was kind of one of those guys. I think he just got to talking too much, and it probably scared Memphis a little bit. But there's you're starting to see more and more of these guys that don't necessarily fit a certain criteria that can make a decent career in this league.
You see that in every league, though, don't you? Really? I mean, you see guys that are, like, too small supposedly to be NFL players have really good careers.
Sure.
You know, you just do. You see guys that you don't think, like in the NHL, you don't think they're going to be big enough to be defensemen, but yet they're explosive enough and they play so smart, they can do everything that, like, the old bigger style defensemen used to do. Every league's got those guys. And I think sometimes it just depends on a coaching staff that is willing to go, yeah, it's not maybe our blueprint, but this needs to be added to it. This gives us another dimension, another layer. And so, again, a lot of times I think it's, are you in the right place at the right time with who you are? And that works out really well for a lot of people.
Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com, transitioning to another player that, I thought, he made some plays last year, Trey McBride for Arizona. We'll see how his second year goes coming up next season. But, Mike, I got to ask you, who is this an obvious one? Who's the best player to ever play in the NFL, past, present, future, coming up, whatever, to come from Colorado State?
Wow, that's a really – That's a fun question.
I like to just throw things at you and see what happens. You do pretty well with it.
Because I was not expecting that one at all.
I know.
And I don't have, like, a lot of those types of questions I have, like, an immediate answer. But I don't know. Joey Porter?
That's where my brain goes. But you know way more about these guys than I do. But I always go to Joey Porter.
I like Joey Porter. The thing I like best about Joey Porter's story is that he became what he needed to be. Again, throughout all time. Like, a lot of people forget, he came here as a tight end at Colorado State.
Oh, I didn't.
You know, and then,
yeah.
Yeah.
So okay.
He was like a tight end H-back type guy, and they moved into defense. And he becomes great, and then he became what he needed to, you know. He used his skill set you look at guys that are rush ends a lot of times in the college, but they become the ideal outside linebacker, quarterback rusher from a 4-3 set. So they're defensive end to linebacker type thing, right? You know, Porter had that ability to do those things. He had a great career, and I loved his energy all the time. So, and I also think his personality, a lot of people remember Joey Porter because of not just how good of a player he was, but because of his personality. And so that's a lot of it, I think, for when you look at guys that were really great in the NFL. That came from CSU. I mean, I thought Joel Dreesen had a really good career too.
Yeah,
he was able to. He was a long snapper. You know,
wow.
Also too.
Yeah.
You look at some of these guys. Weston Richburg, his career obviously was cut short, and it's hard to go because Weston played center, right? So there's not a lot of stats for a center. But Weston was really good when he was healthy, in his early days. I mean, you don't – like when he went from the Giants to the 49ers, I mean, they paid him a lot of money. That says a lot to just how good he was at a position that's not always highly paid, you know? He's not the left tackle that draws that kind of salary. He's the center, but he made good bank.
Do you think that, Mike, do you think that there's a couple of guys right now that I think are shining, you know, in the NFL? Obviously, Michael Gallup has had a good career with Dallas. Mm-hmm. Shaq Barrett has had a really good, obviously, good career with Denver. Mm-hmm. Great career with Tampa Bay. We'll see what Trey McBride does. But also Ryan Stonehouse. I mean, he was one of the best punters last year.
Okay, yeah. So that's another thing. You look at, and I got to go back, I thought of two other names.
Okay.
Bubba Baker mm-hmm. from back in the day.
Okay.
He was really good, obviously. Then you look at Ryan Stonehouse. His first year, he sets a record. You know, that's a longstanding NFL record. Is he a guy who the Ray Guy voters always overlooked when he was here? Somebody that just goes on and excels at that level. You know, and the funny thing is we got Kyle Neves and I, we got a chance to, Ryan was in town. He was working out in the weight room because he was here for a day taking care of stuff. And we go over and talk to him, and he's so excited about his career. He is unfazed by what he did last year. He's still talking, I've got to do this better. I got to do this better. I know the team wants me to do this better. But that's the way Ryan has always been built. He's always wanted to do whatever that next thing is. And he's not worried that he has to go out and break that record again at any time. And he's also in tune to know that he can have a better season without breaking that record.
Well,
and that's what he's looking for.
Yeah, and again, when you're having this discussion of who was the best Ram that transitioned into the NFL, I mean, to be fair, you kind of got to go position by position and how they impacted a game. Because, yeah, Joey Porter is a defensive guy. He's going to put up more and more plays, defensive side. He's out there on the field all the time. But a guy like Ryan Stonehouse, who knows, man? He could go down in history as one of the top punters of all time. And again, I'm maybe getting ahead of myself, Mike. Sometimes that happens. But if he puts himself into that category, then you could go back and say, man, he was one of the best Rams to play at the big level.
Oh, yeah, easily. I mean, it'll be fun to watch how some of these careers play out, right? You know, if you look at really honestly what Arizona went through, Trey wasn't part of the problem, but there was obviously some things going on behind the scenes. You know, issues with the team that probably didn't make it easy for him to come out and just blow up his first season, correct?
Yeah.
Are we in agreement with that?
I agree.
So,
yeah.
You know, Ryan obviously was a huge part in being able to flip field position, which a lot of people always overlook. But no, he was awesome. He did it great. So it'll be interesting to see because, you know, Trey's been back. And I've gotten a chance to talk with him a couple of times. He's real excited to build off what he learned. Sounded a lot like Shaq Barrett in that conversation I mentioned earlier. Things that Trey goes, okay, I learned this, I picked this up. Different things, obviously, but, you know, Trey's excited to say, hey, I learned this. This was different for me. Now I'm familiar with it. Now I'm going to make it better and go and do that.
Okay, last one since we have you. Who is the best basketball player to go to the next level from CSU? I'm throwing it at you again.
Jason Smith?
Yeah.
I like Jason Smith.
Okay.
I just do, and I just love his story, and a really good guy. I think he had himself a really good career. You're going to look at Bill Green, though, too, right? But Jason Smith is, I guess, my era. We've had this discussion. I've had this discussion recently with a couple different people. When you throw out things like this, don't you look at him generationally?
Yeah.
You know, players that you're familiar with.
Yeah, probably to
be
fair.
I might not be able to go back to, like, Gary Glick because I'm not familiar with that timeline. But when I look at a Jason Smith, I know him better than what a Bill Green was, than who Bill Green was. You know, I came in at the tail end of Joey's status around here, right? The Sean Morans, those guys. You know, the defense was really great. So I didn't really get a chance to spend a lot of time with them around the college level, but you saw what they did as a pro. It's just like, you know, any top 10 list, like who are your top 10 bands of all time, mine's different than yours generationally, right? Like I'll still go back to the Beatles, the Stones, and stuff like that, and maybe you're more of a, you know, a U2 kind of guy, right? Because it's generational
for
us.
I'm not a big U2 guy, but, you know.
That's fine. I'm just throwing stuff out there. It's spaghetti. If you throw it at the wall, you see what
you
sticks.
You see what sticks. Yeah, well, bottom line is some cool things are happening for Colorado State, and it's fun to see these guys. I'm excited to see both David Roddy, Trey McBride in their second years, and a handful of these other guys that have already kind of made a name for themselves in the league. Mike, my friend, what are you working on that we can check out at CSURams.com?
I'm getting ready to post a story on Peyton Allen, softball player, who is, you know, she showed up here as a, she's 5'3". She's second in the conference in homers. I've just been fascinated by her personality and the way she's transformed herself throughout her career. We're going to work on a story on Sophia Torres, who as a junior qualifies for the NCAA regionals. And then we start looking at, we'll look at, you know, the men's golf team. We'll find out Wednesday where they get to go. And we also had a student athlete perform very well academically. There's a contest, a poster contest, more than 200 entries. It's called CERC, and Megan Hager, a swimmer, was named best of show. She got the highest score of any student on campus, not just student-athlete, any student on campus.
Wow. That's phenomenal to be able to balance all that and be that good when it comes to the academic side.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know all about being really good on academics.
Oh, Mike, so good. Yeah. So we were just talking about Pythagorean theorem, all that stuff. We were just going over it. It's fascinating, the things you learn at 36. Mike, my friend, appreciate you as always. And we'll look again. Your off season's coming up. The beers are getting cold, so we're hanging out. It's going to happen.
Sounds good. Timothy Beer Works.
All right, sounds good, my friend. Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. That's fascinating. I love those conversations. Jason Smith's the guy, but David Roddy could pass him. I thought Colton Iverson was gonna be a big player in the NBA, but never really took. 12:43 the time on Gel. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.